Hello and welcome to the first Jew and New Merit podcast of 2013. I'm Howard Hudson, and today we're joined by Martin Rame, who will soon defend his PhD thesis on communities of learning, in other words, e-learning. We ask him to tell us more about his work, what exactly he means by 800-pound gorillas on people's backs, who benefits and how, and if his research might be useful to developing countries. Here's what he had to say.
In my PhD research, I looked at the impact of hierarchical positions on communities of learning, and I was interested in communities of learning because they are becoming an interesting and attractive tool for organizations to create and share knowledge within their organizations between their employees. And one thing that has been lacking in previous research up until now was to see whether hierarchical positions do have an impact on these types of online learning facilities. And what I found is that hierarchical positions do have a substantial impact on how people behave and how they perform in these communities of learning. And more specifically, top management was more active than lower level management, and they also shared higher cognitive contributions. So they just had, well, bluntly speaking, they had higher quality stuff to say.
And were these your famous 800-pound gorillas, or is that something else?
No, the fact that hierarchical positions do have such a high influence on communities of learning has indeed been linked by previous researchers also to the term 800-pound gorilla. So the idea basically being that at the beginning of this computer-supported collaborative learning research, people thought that if you enter an online environment, you basically enter with a clean sheet, everything is fine, you get to know new people, and you just start discussing as if you are all equal and no background. But then as time progressed and more of these online activities have been set up, it just became apparent that you just have this 800-pound gorilla on your back, which means that you can never really, well, fully detach yourself from the environment in which you usually operate. So even if you go into an online environment where you don't know people, if you don't know the people or your colleagues there, you still are influenced to such an extent by the way you normally behave in your organization that you will still carry it with you into the new environment, and thereby, for example, lower hierarchical positions, they still tend to be careful and tiptoe around certain content issues when they communicate with higher hierarchical positions.
What kind of content issues can you specify?
Well, the idea of the community of learning is that you openly share information and that you together discuss new content and knowledge and try to make the best out of it and apply it to the circumstances in which you're operating. Now, in these instances, it's perfectly fine that you are not always fully correct. It's a learning process. But sometimes, especially, and that also means that hierarchical positions might say something that you can question because it might not be fully correct or it does not fully apply to the situation that is being discussed. But that would require lower hierarchical positions to outright say to the higher, to the top manager, well, I don't think you are correct. I think we should approach it from this angle. And this might be very, well, yeah, this can be very intimidating to some lower hierarchical positions because, well, yeah, you never know when you might come across the top-level manager who then somehow remembers that you were very critical about a certain statement. And The other way around, also from hierarchical positions, although they also know actually that they should be learning together with their colleagues, it might also be just a tool for them to make sure that the power that they have and the status that they have in the real world is also transferred into the virtual world, because otherwise they might think that they lose their real life power as well.
But I mean, very briefly, I mean, you did this. These examples are from many different nationalities. I mean, can you pinpoint some sort of patriarchal hierarchy where it's more prevalent? I mean, where this sort of example is more prevalent.
No, so I controlled for age, gender, ethical background, prior knowledge, but when it comes to ethical background and gender, there are no differences between the different. These didn't have a significant impact on how people behaved. It was really more the hierarchical positions and to some extent also prior knowledge, which I come back to in my discussions, where I find a certain group of stars which is outperforming compared to their peers, but irrespective of hierarchical background. And when I then try to identify what might be underlying reasons for this, prior knowledge was one of the things. So if you are in a lower hierarchical position but already have good prior knowledge on certain aspects, the community of learning still allows you to, well, I call it breaking the spell, in a sense of still being able to show everyone how capable you are, and also hierarchical positions acknowledging your knowledge and your ability, and allowing you also to thereby contribute and provide your share to the overall learning process.
Okay, and these are the people you call stars in cognitive communication?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, but are they stars only in the competitive sense, or do you actually have stars who also facilitate the entire group?
It's both, basically. So the stars that I identified, they were more central to the overall community of learning, which as such already provides them with the possibility to be a bridge or an intermediary between different people, and they also contributed high content. So the stars, together with the higher hierarchical positions, they form what some authors have called the crucial cogs, basically. So these are the important people who hold together a community of learning in a social sense, but also in a cognitive sense, by pushing the discussions forward in a meaningful fashion.
Okay. And your work, the thesis itself, can it be transferable? Would it be useful to developing countries as well?
I think that the findings of my research are also applicable for developing countries, in the sense that lifelong learning is now a general phenomenon that, you basically can't escape, and that communities of learning are an attractive way of dealing with this issue, basically, because they allow people from different regions, countries all over the globe, basically, to collaboratively share knowledge and create new knowledge and thereby make the world a better place, ideally. But the thing is that with the findings that I have is that they can suggest for these global communities of learning or communities of practice to some extent as well, that they suggest a certain way of composing groups, and if the composition of the groups is not really in your hands, how the facilitation process can be managed and could be steered in order to make the best out of the whole situation and to ensure that every individual gets the most out of the learning process.
Okay. So where are you taking your research next?
Next steps would be to compare the working professionals that were the basis of my data set with bachelor and master students, so how communities of learning in general work in a working professional setting. Okay, that I have a good understanding now, but how it also works for bachelor students and master students. More specifically, focus on how the facilitation process of working professionals in this context works. And in addition, I'm also interested to see how the community of learning concept would work using social media. So how and whether communities of learning do evolve in social media contexts. So whether it is in Facebook, in Twitter, social bookmarking tools. So how people share and contribute to the knowledge of others in these aspects.
But in a word, you're staying with us in Maastricht.
In other words, I'm staying with UNU Merit and the School of Governance.
Thank you, Martin.
For more details and media, please go to www.merit.unu.edu.